This is Family Connections, a Leverage, White Collar, Greek and Roman Mythology, Native American First Nations Mythology, African Diaspora Mythology, Crossover Fic, written by Tigers Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Crossover, Secret Identity, Meet the Family, Meet the Parent, Family Secrets, Alternate Universe, Future Fic, Mythology Fandom. Summary. Neil doesn't often talk about his family. Parker said, "This is my grandpa Hermes." Two interconnected drabbles involving Hermes, god of thieves. Chapter 1. Summer Sang in Me. Prompt. White Collar, Neil Peter. Peter always thought that Neil had no family. It turns out that Neil is the son of Hermes, god of thieves. Neil doesn't often talk about his family. Occasionally he starts a sentence with, "When my father..." But then he seems to realize it and cuts himself off. The only time Peter reacted was the first, just in case Neil ever decides to finish the thought. Peter used to think Neil had an unhappy childhood. Why else would he have gone into crime, reinvented himself, and lie like breathing? He doesn't believe Neil was abused, possibly neglected. Neil never mentions his mother, stepmother, foster mother, adopted mother, grandmother, aunt, or any woman at all who might have had a hand in raising him. But he does mention his father, sometimes, in relation to various cons he pulls for the FBI. When my father... Neil is 15 minutes late to work. He doesn't answer his phone, either the loft's or the cell. Peter checks his anklet. It's still at the loft. Peter leaves without telling anyone. Peter walks silently up the stairs, hearing laughter. Neil's and a stranger's, light as a breeze. They're speaking a language Peter doesn't know. It sounds like it might be Greek. "Come on in, Peter," Neil calls when he hits the landing. "You're late," Peter announces, pushing open the door. He pauses once he catches sight of Neil's visitor, a man a few years younger than Neil, with hair a little lighter and eyes just as blue, with a smirk identical to Neil's "I know something you don't know" smirk. "Agent Burke," the stranger says. "Delighted to meet you." Neil grins. "Peter, this is Herman, a very old friend of mine." Peter raises an eyebrow as Herman grimaces. The name doesn't fit at all, but Herman doesn't deny it. "And Herman?" Neil continues, clapping a hand onto Herman's shoulders. "This is Peter, my most recent keeper." Peter holds out a hand, and Herman grips it hard, his palm calloused and strong. "Agent Burke," he says again. "Thank you." Neil seems so happy in Herman's presence that Peter simply can't force him into work today. After 20 minutes of Herman relating some of Neil's early attempts at painting and conning, he tells them he has to return to the office and orders Neil to come in early tomorrow. Instead of shaking Peter's hand in goodbye, Herman pulls him into a massive hug and whispers in his ear, "Thank you." Peter pulls away in bemusement, glancing at Neil. Only shrugs, and then Peter leaves. Neil takes his visitor to his favorite cafe in New York. He doesn't worry about his anklet. It will say he's in his loft until tomorrow, when he heads to work. He keeps calling his visitor Herman, and they speak in ancient Greek, the language his father taught him in the cradle, when he whispered about Apollo's cattle and the lyre. "He seems like a good man, kiddo," Herman says, sipping his lemonade. "I approve." Neil grins at him and recommends the chocolate chip waffles. "When my father charmed the gods, he played a great con. He told me I can do better." Neil walks into Peter's office, whistling, flipping his hat in his hands. And he looks so happy, so young. Peter can't help smiling at him. The smile he gets back is brilliant, one he's never seen before. Later, at the private art gallery that's missing a painting, "The Cattle of Apollo" by an artist Peter's never heard of, Neil says, "My father would have liked you, Peter." Peter takes that as a compliment. Stories and Bloodlines. Prompt. Leverage. Team. Turns out everyone but Nate are actually mythological figures in disguise. "Papa," Parker calls, running over to the slight brunette with bright blue eyes. Nate raised a brow as the man turned and scooped Parker into a massive hug, swinging her around with a laugh. "Darling," he replied, giving her a kiss on the forehead. "I'm gone for a few years and you grow up. Ah, you children." "Gonna introduce us?" Hardison asked, sounding somewhere between jealous and annoyed. The stranger. "And Papa? Really?" smirked. Parker said, "This is my grandpa Hermes." "Herman," he added quickly. "Call me Herman." Hardison stiffened, trying to stifle a hiss. Sophie smiled elegantly and took Herman's hand. "Wonderful to meet you," she purred. "Parker said nothing about you." Elliot simply bared his teeth in what couldn't ever be called a smile. Hernan raised Sophie's hand to his lips and said, "Enchanted." He released her hand and met her eyes. "Didn't I once know you as Epona?" Another smile, this one a slight degree above Arctic. Nate tried to remember if any of Sophie's identities had ever been Epona, and couldn't think of one. "That would have been a very long time ago, Hernan," Sophie said. She took his arm and turned them toward a table, saying, "Now, Hernan, you're going to buy us all a drink and tell us why you left Parker in the American foster care system, if you are, in fact, her grandfather." Nate shook his head, wondering if everyone else had gone mad, as Hardison added, "And then you're going to teach me a few tricks, you hear, Herman? As a spider, I gotta skip a few levels of badass to impress." Elliot cut in between Sophie and Herman, seeming much, much larger for a moment. "Explanation better be good, too," he said, and it sounded just like a growl. Herman threw a glance at Parker. She grinned and waved. "Nate wanted a whiskey, but his team would never let him have one. So he simply sat down at the table and waited for the world to make sense again." The end.